Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mlaleli ngiyakubingelela egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yemusizwa wazuma lasikhuluma ngengqekithi yokukholwa. We bless the name of the Lord obe muhle kangaka eimpilweni zethu ukuthi avume ukuthi bese sesishera izwi lakhe simbone ukuthi muhle kangakanani enguNkulunkulu wethu enguNkulunkulu osilwela izimpi zakhe noma izimpi zethu, because at the end of the day the enemy is fighting him in us. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu, Christ in you the hope of glory. So we are talking about the breastplate of righteousness, and we saw last week ukuthi the breastplate is actually something that you put over your chest, something that protects your upper body, your abdominal parts, even your stomach. That is your that is the breastplate. It's what is used for when it comes to being in an army. That's what soldiers in the olden days used to wear. And siyabona ukuthi when we are putting on the whole armor of God, what does the armor represent as umntana kaNkulunkulu, and how do you use it, and how does it protect you, how does it help you ukuthi ulwe no Satane namaqhinga wakhe and whatever it is that he brings empilweni yakho. And last week sathola ukuthi righteousness is to be in right standing with God. Sathola futhi ukuthi you become righteous by accepting Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Sathola futhi ukuthi faith and love is righteousness. So siyaqhubeka futhi namhlanje sibheke ukuthi what is righteousness. Okunye ngizophinda so that ukuthi uzohamba nami mlaleli. No, so faith produces righteousness, because lithi zikaNkulunkulu, without faith it is impossible to please God, because to be righteous before God is to be in a state that is pleasing before the Lord. Whatever it is that you are facing, uma ngabe umthembu uNkulunkulu ukuthi he will come through for you kuleso simo, it means ukuthi you are tapping into righteousness, because uyamthemba uNkulunkulu. Jehova ufuna abantu abazomthemba, ufuna abantu ekungasiya amagwala, ufuna abantu abazokhona ukubhekana nezimo bese umuntu athi na kanjani uNkulunkulu uzongidlulisa kulesi simo. That's why we go to church on a each and every Sunday. That's why we fellowship every now and then, because we want to remind each other of izwi likaNkulunkulu, so that which we can be strong in order for us to continue the journey. What is the journey now? The journey is you doing the plan and purpose of God for your life, but in the journey kuzoba khona izimpi ezizele ukuzomelana nawe, and as zimelana nawe then you use the armor of God in order for you to conquer, so that you may reach the finish line. uNkulunkulu akubusise mlaleli. So righteousness number two is being acceptable to God. Romans 4 verse 9, faith was credited to him as righteousness, the righteousness that comes by faith. Ikhuluma ngobaba wethu Abraham ukuthi he believed God and it was accounted to him as righteousness, because Abraham, he received a promise from the Lord ukuthi he will have a child, and at that time he was 100 years old, and lithi zikaNkulunkulu emzimbeni wakhe kuyafana nokuthi besekafile, but because uye wamkhola uNkulunkulu it was accounted to him as righteousness. So we receive righteousness when we have faith in the Lord our God. So where there is faith, there is automatically righteousness. There is righteousness that comes by new birth when you accept Christ, but also when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you partake of that divine nature of God. God's own righteous nature and character are born into the new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. So masifunda laphana ku Galatians chapter 5 verse 6 lithi, the only thing that works is faith working by love. Faith always works by love. It's because you become confident ukuthi uNkulunkulu is definitely gonna come through for you in that situation, because uyamthanda, and njengoba umthanda uNkulunkulu you are confident in him, and you are also confident in his love for you as umntanakhe. And as you are confident in that love, then you know that he's definitely gonna come through for you on the basis of his love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18, iti, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. So every time you become afraid, it means that the love of God is not operating in you. It means that you are leaving your righteousness state as umntana kaNkulunkulu in that battle. It means you are taking off your breastplate of righteousness. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu ku 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, uzawabhala nje mlaleli, for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, of power, and a sound mind. So God gave us a spirit of love. This spirit of love that is inside of us produces righteousness, because when we read about the fruit of the spirit, malukhuluma about uthando ukuthi lenzani, uthando liyabekezela, it also says that love believes all things. So in whatever you go through, that love that is inside of you, that love you have for the Lord, and the confidence of your love relationship with the Lord, the fact that God loves you, because He has loved us with an everlasting love, that confidence is the one that causes you to stand up. It's the one that causes you to trust Him. It's the one that produces faith. And that faith is the one that produces righteousness. So that's how faith and love is righteousness. Uthi ubhekane nesimo bese soyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokumela kuleso simo leso. Let's become practical about it. Sithe the breastplate of love, the breastplate of righteousness covers the heart, the torso, the abdominal part of you. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, it's above all else, guard your heart, for it is a wellspring of life. So just as the physical heart pumps blood and brings life to the flesh, so the spirit man brings life to the whole man. Because of righteousness, we can receive the implanted word of God. So when you are in right standing with God, when the breastplate of righteousness is in place, it protects your heart. Ukuthi izinto zingakudangalisi. That's why we always stand sithi ungadangali uma ubhekane nesimo. Hallelujah. You know, so I want you to understand, Uguti, there is never a time where God loses His love for you. As umdanake, uNkulunkulu always loves you. And as uNkulunkulu akuthanda, when you are confident in the love of God for your life, uthi noma ubhekane nasiphi isimo, then you understand ukuthi le mpingizo inqoba ngani na, because you believe in the Lord your God. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu, they that know their Lord, noma they that know their God, shall be strong and they shall do exploits. So it's in the knowledge. Lalela mdakababa. Empilweni yethu yokukholwa kukhona isikhathi lapho sifundiswa ngoNkulunkulu, right? Where we become taught about the Lord, where we become introduced to who God is empilweni zethu. Bese emva kwaloko sesizwa ubufakazi babanye abantu ukuthi uNkulunkulu ubenzeleni. Bese emva kwaloko buqinisa nathi ukuthi nangempela uNkulunkulu uzokwenza nakithi. Bese ebudeni bendlela, you end up experiencing God for yourself. Uthi David, taste and see that the Lord is good. Then you end up tasting ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungena nawe. Bese ubheke la bakujikijela ngemicibi yobuthakathi, umbono uJehova ekulwela ungamhlanganisanga nalutho. Then you become confident in the Lord, uthi nangempela uNkulunkulu ungena nathi. Umbono uJehova, you know, uphephe engozini yemoto mhlambe, you know, ifuna ukwenzeka but ingasenzeki because the Lord uyakusindisa entweni njengaleyo. Umbono uJehova bafuna ukungenela kwakho. Umbono uJehova umsebenzi so ubona ngathi uyathathwa, certificates zakho ziyathathwa or whatever ekungenela ezimpini zakho. Then you start to know the Lord for yourself. And then after you know the Lord for yourself, uthi noma sowahamba ebudeni bendlela nanoma ngabe uhlangabezana nani, sonobufakazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukwenzele ini izolo. Ufana noDavide lesikhathi abhekane noGoliathi, lithi izulu kaNkulunkulu uye wabheka ukuthi the same God oye wamnqobela lesikhathi alwa nebhele, the same God aye wamnqobela lesikhathi alwa nebhubezi, is the same God azomnqobela when he fights with Goliath. Utsobhekana no Goliath wempilo yakho, because with every elevation uNkulunkulu, as he takes you from glory to glory, as he takes you from level to level, from dimension to dimension, then you understand that the God who did it for you yesterday is the very same God who's going to do it for you today. Then you develop that confidence, uba naleso sibindi leso esokuthi uyamazi uNkulunkulu, because uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo bathandakayo, uNkulunkulu allows you to taste himself for yourself, to taste him ukuthi unjani. You experience his faithfulness for yourself, you experience his power for yourself, so that uzoqina ukhona ukuthi uqinise abanye abantu. I'm talking about the breastplate of righteousness. It is you knowing ukuthi uNkulunkulu unawe kuleso simo. It's you being confident in the love of God for your life. It is you being confident ukuthi uNkulunkulu nakanjani uzothembakala esimeni sakho. That is the breastplate of righteousness. Noma ngabe uSathane ujikijela onjani umcibisholo, uma umile bese nakusasa ekuseni uvuka early in the morning uthi ngisamile nanamhlanje. uNkulunkulu akubusise ngemlaleli. Until next time.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.